More importantly, thinking in denominational terms. A true restorationist doesn't believe that God is interested in a congregation with any denominational overtones in any town. What we believe is that what God is interested in, what God has called us to, what God leads us to, is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if Mr. Blackaby had said that God was leading him to preach the gospel in that town, we would not disagree with him. Because when the gospel is preached and people obey the gospel, the church happens. The church happens when people obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not until. And when that happens, the church will be in that town. We don't have to plant the church. It's a contradiction in terms. We are not in the business of planting churches. We are in the business of preaching the cross. That's what is our business. This is not a disagreement over semantics. It is a disagreement over foundational concepts. There is an important difference, a critical difference, between trying to convert people to the Church of Christ and converting people to Jesus Christ. We are never instructed to preach the church to people, but we are instructed to preach the resurrected Christ. Talking about planting churches contradicts everything that I understand is the nature of the church. When the gospel of the cross and the resurrected Christ is preached and people obey that, the church comes into existence wherever that happens. I believe that this is what the spirit of restoration consistently affirms. The church that Jesus built exists. Denominations may come and go, but the very power of death and hell and evil and Satan cannot defeat God's church. When God looks at the world, God does not see denominations. God sees His church. In God's eyes, there has never been more than one church. There cannot be more than one church. There never will be more than one church. And every child of God needs to look at the world the same way that God looks at it. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world." And in Luke 17:21, he said, "The kingdom of God is within you." Most of the errors and wrong-headedness that is in the religious world today and in our own movement has as its roots a total misunderstanding of the nature of the Church of Jesus Christ. God is not the author of the religious confusion that exists in this world. Man is. He never intended for it to be this complicated. When a person is baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for the remission of their sins and to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, they do not become a member of the Main Street Church of Christ. They become a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. What we do is simply welcome them into a local fellowship. Being a member of the Main Street Church of Christ does not mean that you are saved. But being a member of God's church does mean that you're saved. I'm not talking about which church is right. I wish I had more time. That is sectarian thinking. There is only one church, and that is God's church. Think about this for a moment. There are no wrong churches. No, I just want you to give that some thought. There's no such thing as a wrong church. It is not as though that there are 300 churches in this world, some more right than others, and we have to find the one that is the most right. It is contradictory to say in the same breath that there is only one church and then talk about there being 300 churches. There may be 300 religious organizations, but there is only one church. And the Bible is very clear on how to be a member of that church. And what I say or some other preacher or some religious organization says on that topic is absolutely irrelevant. It is what the Bible teaches that matters. When a person is convicted of sin, when they confess that Jesus is Lord, when they're obedient to God by being born of the water and the Spirit, they become a Christian and God makes them a member of His church. Once that is accomplished, that person does not choose a church. They're already in the church. That idea is an oxymoron. It's a contradiction in terms. What they choose is a fellowship of Christians. People who are living as closely to God's Word as possible, who are striving in all things to be biblical, who are dedicated to the Bible as the only rule of faith and practice, and who are determined to follow wherever the Scriptures lead them. I have no time to talk about it, but I don't want to leave without saying to you that doctrine is not only important, it is essential to our identity. Without those doctrines, we have no message and we have no Christ. One of my favorite teachers at Freed Hardeman College was a man named W.C. Hall. And I'll never forget what he told us. He said, "Son, when you get through preaching, sit down." God bless all of you.